hear a word of God briefly for 20 minutes and then we'll tell you what next to do and go.
Hello.
Good morning, my name is Heishimu. I'm your brother from the USA. And I want to bring you a portion of scripture that's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll start our reading at verse number 10 and pick up our message at verse number 17. I ask you to listen very intently unto the preaching of the gospel
and
the word of life. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. I'm not to practice my kind of Christianity in America, and you practice your kind here. There is only one gospel, and it comes from the Bible, and we are all to practice it equally, together, as brothers of the same mind.
And on that kokelo wo jo Bible awe ponu. Ori pe ko ma e doka ka lo dudu du ka lo yejo e ke na lo po iponi po ekonu.
And surely God the Holy Spirit is of one mind, and he will teach us all the same truth if we are taught by him.
E ko ma o wo jo ya la le ku yo a.
For it has been declared to me, Paul says, concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's house, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I of Cephas, and I of Christ. They're all divided because they are worshiping different preachers instead of our Lord Jesus Christ. There will never be any unity except in our Lord Jesus Christ alone. We cannot be unified in marriage. There is only one who died upon the cross to save us from our sins. There is only one who resurrected from the dead to save us from our sins. There is only one who can bring us back unto him in glory. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me?
Yes.
Am I telling the truth from the Bible? Is Christ a divided, was Paul crucified for you? No preacher has done anything for your soul to make you righteous with God other than saying what God has already said himself. I stamp my feet and protest against man taking glory that belongs to Christ, the Son of God. We did nothing and he did everything. And so Paul says, I thank God that I baptized none of you. I was not trying to build my own church or my own name. I am insignificant, and if you forget me, that's all right. But if you remember our Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. I baptize none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. As if I am trying to build my own church. I am not. I don't care if you never hear me again, as long as you hear Jesus and the faithful preachers of the gospel of grace. We are not enemies, and we are not in competition. I'm only here to build one kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever he is glorified in truth, let his name be praised. Wherever the gospel is preached, it is purity. And let his name be praised. Wherever God is glorified in Jesus Christ, we are brothers. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. But besides that, I don't know whether I baptized anybody else. He's not saying that baptism is bad. He's saying he's keeping no record of whom he baptizes. He's not counting how many he saved. He's not gathering people unto himself. He's praising Jesus Christ. And here is my message.
This
is verse number 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the
gospel.
There's only one gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not the gospel of Mary. It's not the gospel of popes and bishops. My dear brethren and my sisters, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it was written on the pages of this book for you to enter in. No man is to stand in between you and God, but the mediator Christ Jesus. Or when I go to God, I go to Jesus Christ, not some man. All that man can do is to show me the scriptures. He sent me to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words or of my personality, lest the cross of Christ should be empty of its power. Paul is saying this, that when I preach the gospel, I don't want to add anything unto it, because the power is in the cross. It's in the gospel. The power is the power of God. And it's the message of His Son, our Lord Jesus. Let me tell you three things about the cross of Christ that will set you free. You have spiritual diseases more important than your physical. Your spiritual disease, my friend, is you sin against the immortal God. And your eternal soul is going to have to give an account. Are you with me? You hearing?
Yes.
There is but one way for God to put away our sin. It's the precious blood of Christ. Number one, the atonement of the cross was made for God. Jesus Christ, He died at the hands of men, but He was satisfying God's judgment. It was God who punished him. God was in Christ reconciling the world back to Himself. Not charging us with our trespasses, but charging Christ Jesus. And so that the things that you have done, and I've done, If we believe on Jesus Christ, we're charged unto him, and he was punished fully. He was executed for our sins by God himself. And he made an atonement. I asked the people over there that's under the tree to please be quiet. Let these people hear the gospel message. An atonement was made by God for himself, and it has nothing to do with you contributing anything. You have nothing to add unto it. It was already finished. Atonement was made. Here's the second thing about the cross of Christ, which I want to tell you this hot morning. It's for everybody.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Whoever among us is guilty of sin.
As long as you know that you are now, well, I want to hear. I love you.
Whoever among us is guilty of transgression that Mary cannot wash away because she's not God.
Kaini, I don't know that you were all a body and not for that. You got only for England who could have go away to me. Who go away to me?
I want to kill that idol so badly.
Jeboman, Dr. Pomugaga.
They will be welcomed by God. Whosoever believes, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, Jesus Christ. Not Mary, not popes, not bishops, not me, not sister, but on Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. Him alone. Are you with me? You're hearing me. You're coming to freedom. Let's go. Here's the third thing about the cross of Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
And it's my favorite thing among all of the other favorite things.
Oh, that guy in you. Eloha,
the cross of Christ made satisfaction with God and for man. I'm in the family of God through faith in Jesus Christ. How about you? I'm satisfied with what God did on the cross. How about you? I am ready to enter his fellowship and his peace because his blood was enough to make me and God be friends.
Anuma,
Are you free in the forgiveness of sins? Is your debt gone?
Are you
is God Almighty satisfied with you through what Christ has done? Is there peace in your soul towards God? And here's my last thing.
What
I want to say about the cross of Jesus Christ. I'll be saying more to some other men and my sister in the council room. But here's the last thing I want to say right now, please. The cross of Christ.
Turn your back to Jesus Christ.
Come. Come to Jesus Christ.
Where you Jesus Christ, preacher?
I will not do altar call because our altar is in heaven. And that's how we get to God. We do not get to God by men. We get to God by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Did you come to him by faith? If you did, that's the time to be baptized. And I ain't counting. I'm not counting numbers. I'm just happy to see you in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know what kind of God I'm a God.